you, I'd rather cut off my arm, but the ox is in the ditch.
Yeah. You're talking about that farm bill,
yes,
I know.
Yes. I've been talking to the budget director, and I've been talking to the agriculture secretary.
Yes.
I've been trying to whip them all in line, and I found out that ain't nobody going to vote against me in the delegation unless you do. They'll pair against me, one or two of them, but I'm going to get a pretty solid vote, and I'm going to beat Charlie Halleck tomorrow.
What
and he's making it a policy issue, and he's making every Republican vote with him.
Yes.
But we got the two or three that are going to vote against us to pair.
Yeah.
I got a letter from a direct well, got to KC and got to Clark Fisher. He may even vote with us now after he talked to Polk about what's in the bill. And let me see, I don't have the list in front of me, but we got them all down to you. And I was hoping that, that I got a letter from the budget director. He says that if this bill is passed, it'll cost the government $400 million less next year than it did this year. That's number one. If you vote to kill the bill, under the present programs, it'll be in existence. If this bill is killed, it'll cost us $125 million more. So I've got a pretty good economy argument. I just talked to a few of the boys been against me, like old Wayne Hayes, and he said he's going to vote for me. And I'm down now to where I'm right close to beating Charlie. He's had me all day, but he's got only about 22 or 3 Democrats voting with him up to now, and they've got about 10 that's doubtful.
I see.
And well, I just wanted to say this. I wouldn't ask you to do anything that you couldn't conscientiously do, anything you didn't want to do, but you're a hell-roaring Democrat when some of these other fellas that never have been. And how you ever got elected in that district, I don't know, but you have, but I'm going to help you, and I'll go to the well with you, and I'll make this committee help you, and I'll do anything I can to make it easy for you.
Let me say this. As I told Walter Jenkins today, I certainly have made no promises, and that's been characteristic.
I know that.
To do or not to do.
You just do what you think's right. I know that.
I am a free agent at this very moment.
I know that.
Because I have promised the farm bureau and
I know. You do what you think's right.
That I would not support this bill.
I know that.
So, bearing in mind that you are a president of Texas and the only one, you know, I have been trying.
No, you're not hard to get. You do what you think's right, and you're a Democrat when a lot of them have been.
Well, here's the thing about it, too. I have pointed up, and actually, you know, somewhat been made fun of for pointing out the bad part.
I've heard you a dozen times get down that well and talk about how they were ignoring the smaller man and paying no attention to him. And that he's already been run off the farm and gone to town on relief.
And I hope yet we can do something
about it. Well, I'll try to help you do something about it.
So here's what I'm going to say to you. I'll continue to think about it. I will go as far as I conceivably can to help you, Mr. President. Because I'm for you, and I want to say this.
I know that.
There has never been a member of my immediate family.
I know that.
That
I went out there and saw where you was born and raised and went to your house in 1941. That is 22 years ago.
Long time ago.
23 years ago.
And may I ask you one other thing?
Yes,
possibly.
Yes,
now, it does appear that Casey will pair.
Yes.
Well, I've never paired. I've always been on the record.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not trying to stand
here. Yes, sir. I'll get you a pair if you can pair.
Well,
you can pair against it.
That. If I vote on the issue, I'll vote yes or no if you follow me.
Yes, sir. Well,
But you think, and I am asking you this based on what you now know, and I know you checked it carefully. It appears that probably Casey will pair against it. Is that
every man in the delegation, Lindley, except you, has made a firm commitment to us that he will vote for the bill or pair for or against the bill. So there's only one left, And if I could just go in and have my whole delegation where there's not a one stood out there that really knocked me in the puss,
I can
beat Charlie Halleck, and I don't want him beating me before 5 votes.
Well, may I put it this way? I'm just talking to you, and I'll never go any further. I would guess you'll be pleasantly surprised with me.
Well, I won't be surprised. I'll just be pleasantly pleased because I'm for you, and you can write your ticket with me. When you need me, you'll be pleased with me, too.
We've got a tough deal in my area.
Oh, you've got the worst one in Texas. I couldn't get 30% of the votes. Now you get 50.
But there are ways in the end, you know, to do it before.
I'll help you, and if you'll just tell me how you want it or tell Walter, I'll help you get back here.
Well, may I say this? I want you to succeed.
I know that.
I know you can and will.
I know that.
You know that.
I know that. Well, you just don't let Charlie run over me.
Okay.
God bless you, and I'll appreciate it. And give your wife my love.
Okay, fine.
And I appreciate it, Linda, and I won't forget it.
Okay,
and you let Walter know how we can help you now. Don't wait till you get your tail in the crack down there. I'm waiting too late now. But you let us know, and we'll
have to try to, as President, as President Kennedy said, we have to try to reach that judgment day to day.